Welcome back to The Darker Side, True Crime. I'm your host, Breaker. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend today. Today we'll be covering the case of the stabber. With that said, on with the show. It was 23:17 hours on 18 February 2018, and Evelyn and Juan Abertide were at home on Ala Kapuna Street in Wanaloa. They had been drinking and enjoying some time together on the couch. According to court documents, that was when all hell broke loose. An argument broke out and Juan began to choke Evelyn's neck. When Juan released her, 23-year-old Evelyn ran back to the kitchen, grabbed a knife, and stabbed her husband, 24-year-old Juan. Apparently, she called the ambulance and police. The Honolulu Police Department said that Evelyn was arrested at the scene and charged with second-degree murder on Tuesday, February 20th of that same year. Juan, a then active-duty United States Marine, The Marine Corps base then released a statement shortly after his death. Sergeant Juan Abertide was hospitalized at Kaiser Permanente Wanaloa Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. This would explain the murder 2 charge 2 days after Evelyn's arrest. Seeing that this was a homicide that happened on base, but the Honolulu Police Department was caught, had handled the case. This case will be handled at the state level, not federal. NCIS and JAG would not be involved. Juan and Evelyn had been together for 3 years before the homicide and have a 2-year-old daughter together. There will be no word of where their daughter has been placed as of recording of this episode. Then on 10 August of 2021, Evelyn was found guilty of murder to manslaughter. She is currently awaiting sentencing in the Oahu Community Correctional Center, or as the locals call it, OCCC. Juan was a native of Orange, California, and served in the Marine Corps and joined the Marine Corps on 19 June of 2012. He served as a food service specialist, service company, headquarters battalion, Marine Corps Base Hawaii, or as we like to call it, the Marines Kaneohe. His personal awards includes the Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, the Korean Defense Service Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, National Defense Service Medal. My father told me once that that particular medal can be earned by anyone after a certain amount of time served in the military across all of the branches of the service, and the 3C Service Deployment Ribbons. The Marine Base in Kaneohe released a statement about Juan's passing. Quote, "We mourn the loss of Sergeant Abertide. Our deepest condolences remain with his family and friends," said Colonel Lianers. Sorry if I slaughtered your name, Colonel. commanding officer of the Marine Corps base. The sympathy and respect is offered by the local community is appreciated by the Marines and families of the Marine Corps base, unquote. Juan's father said that he was shocked about what happened and that Juan was a noble man who loved being a Marine. Now, we don't know exactly what happened because we only got one side of the story, and that's the perpetrator's side. The other person, unfortunately, was murdered in the assault that had happened. We all know that the perp is going to make sure that they minimize their actions when they tell what happened in the assault. In all likelihood, this was probably a murder one case, but probably there just wasn't enough evidence to take to trial for it. That's probably why there was just that murder two charge. When you look at the perpetrator's pictures, I'll have the pictures up on the podcast's website. I have no clue how she was able to take on a Marine. And all Marines are trained to fight, cooks or not. Even if intoxicated, I would have fought back. And I have no clue how she was able to take him down. I would have fought back, like I said. And he was bigger than she was. No talk screens, no nothing was released by HPD. So we don't know if he had some kind of drugs in his system or anything like that. Woman or not, if a woman came up to me to fight, I would have fought back. Especially with a knife. Sorry, ladies. Unfortunately, this was a case of domestic violence. If you are in an abusive relationship, know that you're not alone. You do have places to escape to. The numbers to the domestic violence sites are up on the website. I will also post them in the show notes for you. With that said, this brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening and subscribing to my podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe and tell a friend today. Please rate and review this podcast if you like it. A 5-star review would very much help. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, Pandora, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any comments or suggestions for cases, please feel free to email info@darkersidepodcast.com. I'm on my official home on the net, Zephula. That's XEPHULA.com. Feel free to friend me, I will accept. And make sure to to like the podcast page while you're there. Mahalo, and see you next time on The Darker Side.